Then I said, I will not make mention of him nor speak any more in his name. He's just like, that's it. You know what? I'm done. I'm sick of it. Everybody's making fun of me every single day. Nobody's listening. Bunch of idiots. You know what? Nuts to it. I'm done, is what he says. He says, I'm not going to make mention of his name anymore. You know, if God wants me in the ministry, then, you know, it's not going to be able to be this way. And so he says, that's it. I'm not going to make mention of him. I'm not going to speak anymore in his name. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. I mean, this is a really famous verse, of course, but it's even better when you get it in the context of the story. You know, he's just so upset about this experience that he had. He's just like, that's it. This stinks. I quit. I'm done preaching. I'm not even going to mention the name of God anymore. It's over. I'm done. And then he's just like, I have to. I just have to preach. I just can't help but preach the Word of God. And you know, one of the things that I think that we could learn from this is that we as Christians, we need to get the Word of God so saturated into our hearts and lives that it's just such a part of us that it just can't be removed. And that we are so filled with the Holy Spirit that we just can't help but speak the word of God. We just can't help but give the gospel. We just can't help but win souls. We just can't help but speak God's word because it's just who we are. And we just can't stop. We can't forbear. Even if we got bitter and mad and just said, that's it, I'm done soul winning, I'm done preaching, I'm, you know, and it's just like, we have to do it. We just can't stop because it's just who we are. You see, we all have kind of like an autopilot. You know, because a lot of the decisions that we make in our lives are obviously conscious decisions. We decide to go here, do this, say this. But then a lot of things that we do, we kind of just do them without really thinking that much. You know, you just kind of like, did you really, I hope you didn't wake up this morning and decide like, I'm going to church today. You know, I hope that you just got up and just kind of came to church on autopilot. Right? And I would say most people in this room, they didn't just go like, doggone it, I'm going to that evening service. Honey, we're going to church tonight. What? You know, no, actually, most people are just kind of on a routine, autopilot. Yep, Sunday, it's church day, let's go. You're not really, you're just on autopilot. Just autopilot is Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Autopilot, reading my Bible. Autopilot, praying. Autopilot, singing hymns. Hey, that's the way that we should be. To where that's just our default mode.